We are learning Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, beginning with the Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, Hamesis. One of the previously mentioned Chiyuvei Skila was someone who is Mesis, which means that someone who tries to incite, convince somebody else to be Oyver Avodah Zarah. So for that, Hasasa, for that incitement, he's Chayiv Skila. This Chiyuv Skila comes even if Lamaisa, no Avodah Zarah was done. Even if through his attempt at being Mesis, it didn't end up in any Avodah Zarah. However, for the very Hasasa alone, for the inciting alone, he's Chayiv Skila. The our Mishnah goes on to explain, Hamesis Zehedyot, that the one who's Mesis, the one who is inciting somebody else, who's Chayiv Skila, is a Hedyot, is a plain person, as opposed to a Navi. If, however, a Navi is Mesis, so then it is only a Chiyuv Chenek, not a Chiyuv Skila. This pshat in the Mishnah is the way Rashi learns according to the Havamina of the Gemara, and we will see later in the Gemara that the Gemara's Maskana is not like this. However, now Rashi learns that Hedjait is coming to exclude that if a Navi is Mesis, there is no Chiyuv Skila, only a Chiyuv Chenek. The Hamesis es HaHedjait. And if somebody is Mesis, in order to be Chayiv Skila, he has to be Mesis as a Hedjait, and over here the definition of the word Hedjait means he has to be Mesis an individual. If, however, he's Mesis a Rabim, for example, an Ir HaNidachas, so for that Hasasa, he's not Chayiv Skila, but he's Chayiv Chenek. Omar, the Mishnah now brings the phrases that a Mesis usually use when he attempts to incite someone and convince him to be Oyver Avodah Zarah. These words that the Mishnah now brings is not enough that for these words the person is Chayiv Skila. These are only the introductory words that the person uses in description of the Avodah Zarah. And it usually says, Yesh Yira B'ma complaining, that there is an Avodah Zarah in a certain place. Kach Oicheles, and it's able to benefit people by giving them what to eat. Kach Shoisa, it gives them what to drink. Kach Mitiva, it does good for the people who worship it. Kach Maria, and on the other hand, it does bad for those that reject it. Kol Chayvei Mitzva Shebetorah, now the Mishnah tells us a rule in the Chiyuv Skila of the Mesis. Kol Chayvei Mitzva Shebetorah, all other Averis for which a person is Chayiv Misa, Ein Machminim Aleihem, we do not attempt to entrap them. Chutz Mizu, besides for Mesis, that we attempt to trap them to bring about the Chiyuv Skila. The Taisis Yontif, and so is Beferish in the Rambam, explains that the Chiddush, that by a Mesis Grimachminim, that Chiddush is coming to tell us that if in case he said his Hasasa not in front of two Edim, so therefore we do not have the Edus through which Bezin can kill him, so we try to cause him and trick him to say his Hasasa in front of two Edim, so therefore Bezin can carry out the Chiyuv Misa, unlike Noah the Chiyuv Misa, where we would try to get someone to do his Avera. As the Mishnah will show us such a case later, where a person only said his Hasasa in front of one, and we trick him to get him in front of two. Rashi later in the Gemara explains that the Chiddush of Machminim is that all other Chayvim Misais need to have Hasra, that if they do it in front of Edim, it's only if the Edim will master him, they warned him before he did his Avera, only then can he get a Chiyuv Misa. However, by a Mesis, there's a special Chiddush, that a Mesis, and this we learn out of the Pasuk, that a Mesis gets his Chiyuv Misa as long as he did it in front of Edim, even if there was no Hasra, even if he was not warned before he did the Hasasa. And now the Mishnah gives us examples of how he goes about being Mesis. Omar Lishnayim, if he told his words of Hasasa to two people, and he attempted to get two people to be Oyver Avodah Zarah, Hein Edom, those two people themselves are the witnesses that he was Mesis. Umevian Oisei LeBezdin, and they bring him to Bezdin, V'Soiklin Oisei, and he's Chayiv Skila, even though there was no Hasra before him. Omar LeEchod, but let's say he tells it to only one person, and now we do not have two Edom, so Bezdin cannot bring about the Chayiv Skila. So who Omer, so the one person whom he attempted to incite for Avodah Zarah, so he answers, Yesh li chaverim reitzim b'kach. He tries to trick him to get him to say his hasos in front of other people. And he says, I have friends who would also want to hear what your words are. And with that, he would like him to say it in front of his friends, that they will be edim to chiyuv skila. Im hoya aram, if however the Mesis was an aram, he was a cunning person, the Eina Yochol Adabra Bisneim, and he tells them, no, I can't speak in front of them. I am afraid they're going to take me to Bezdin. So Machminim Loi, we trap him and we prepare an ambush. Machminim loy edim achori hageder. We plant two witnesses behind the wall. Vuhu oimer loy, and then this person who he attempted to incite says, Emor masha amarto beyichud. Now you can repeat to me what you once told me, beyichud, because we're alone. Vahalo oimer loy, and this person, not knowing that there are two edim behind the wall, he tells them again his words of asasa. Vuhu oimer loy, and then the person answers, how can we leave our God in heaven? And we should go and worship stones. If the Mesis says, correct, we cannot leave the Rabbi Shalom and be over the Zorah, muta, so that's better. But if he insists and says, kachi choy voisenu, no, this is our obligation to be over the Zorah, kachi ofalonu, that's proper for us. So, oim de me'achori ageder, those that heard him and stood behind the wall, the two Edim, the Zion Oisai LeBezin, bring him to Bezin, the Cycle Oisai, and we give him Skila. The Taisus Yontif and the Mishnah is Medayik, that when he tells it to one person and he needs to trap him, so he plants two Edim behind the wall. But it's not enough that he only plants one Ed and let this person himself plus another Ed be the two Edim that he was Mesis. But we see from the Mishnah that we need two Edim besides. So the Taisus Yontif explained that even though in the first case of the Mishnah, when he told it to two people, the two people themselves could be the Edim, but when he tells it to one, the one person can't be one of the two Edim, and he needs two Edim besides. The Taisus Yontif explains the reason, because since we are saying this Chiddush, that we trapped him into committing his Aveira, unlike any other case in the Torah where we never trap a person to bring about his Chiyuv, so since we are trapping him, so therefore the Chachamim were machmir to require two Edim besides the person himself. And with that, the Taisus Yontif explains another diuk in the Mishnah, that by when he said his hasasa to two people, so there was no hasro at all. And the two people, as soon as they heard the words of hasasa, they bring him to Bezdin, and Bezdin can kill him. However, when he spoke to one person, the Mishnah says that the one person answers, how can I leave my Rabbanu Shloilam and go to the Oyver Avodah Zarah? And then if the person, the Mesis, insists and says, Apol Pikein, so then we kill him. Even though that's not a regular Hasra, it's an indirect Hasra, but we see that when he talks to one person, we need somewhat of a Hasra. So the Taisus Yontif explains with the same reasoning, because since we are applying this Chiddush of trapping him, so therefore the Chachamim said that in such a case we need somewhat of a Hasra, and only then can we carry out the Chiyuv Skila. Continues the Mishnah with a whole list of expressions of Divrei Hasasa. Or Oimer Evoid, I will worship. Or Eilech Ve'Evoid, I will go and worship. Or Neilech Ve'Navoid, let us go and let us worship it. Ezbach, what let me go, bring a carbon. To Avodah Zarah. Eilech Ve'Ezbach, let me go and bring a carbon. Neilech Ve'Nizbach, let us go and let us bring a carbon. Aktir, let me be Maktir Ketiris. Eilech Ve'Aktir, let me go and be Maktir Ketiris Avodah Zarah. Neilech Ve'Naktir, let us go and let us be Maktir Ketiris. Anasech, let me go and pour wine to Avodah Zarah. Eilech ve'anasech, I will go and be menasech yayin. Neilech u'nenasech, we will go and be menasech yayin. Eshtachava, I will bow down. Eilech ve'eshtachava, I will go and bow down. Or neilech v'neshtachava, let us go and let us bow down. All these are divrei hasasa. There is a question how to learn this Mishnah as who is saying these words. Is it the Mesis, the one who is attempting to convince someone to Avodah Zarah? Or is this the answer of the person who's being convinced to be Eved of Azara? Rashi says, Ha'oimer Evoid, that Rashi ba'achas mikol ha'lashoynais halolu ha'vimesis v'chayim. That with one of these lashoynais, he's considered a mesis, and he's chayiv skila. Rashi seems to be saying that the one who is speaking these words is the mesis. And if he says these words to someone else, so for that he's chayiv skila. However, the Marsha asks, that from the Gemara before, on Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, from the whole sugi over there, it comes out that the Gemara understood our Mishnah, that these Lashainais are not being spoken by the Mesis, but they are being spoken by the one who is being convinced by the Mesis. So the Marsha learns that Eino Chinami, and that is the Pshat in Rashi also, that the Mishnah is coming to tell you that if the Nisas, if the one who is being convinced, answers this to the Mesis, so that is considered an acceptance of the Hasasa, and that will bring a Chiyuv Skila. And that's what Rashi means also. That with one of these Lashonis, meaning that if the person who's being convinced says any one of these Lishaynais, so the Mesis is Chayev Skila for bringing about one of these Lishaynais. And the Marsha explains that even though we saw earlier in the Mishnah that the person is considered a Mesis, even if the Nisa says no, that even if the person he's attempting to convince says, I am not following you, still the Mesis is Chayev Skila for the attempt to be Mesis him. At the end of the Mishnah seems to say that when is it a Mesis? If the person he is attempting accepts the Hasasa and says, let us go worship Avodah Zarah. So the Marsha explains that if the Nisas rejects the Hasasa and says, how can we leave the Rabbanu Shlalom? So then, if the Mesis is Chayzer, and the Mesis regrets what he does and agrees to the Nisas, so then the Mesis will be Potter. If, however, the Nisas accepts the words of the Mesis and says, I will follow you, Eilech ve'evoy, any one of the Lashonis mentioned in the Mishnah, so then the Mesis is Chayiv in any event. And even if the Mesis then says that he regrets what he did and he takes it back, still by the fact that the Nisas accepted his original words of Asasa, the Mesis will be Chayiv Skila, and it doesn't help his Chazara afterwards. The Gemara begins going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, HaMesis a Hedyoit, that the only time the Mesis is Chayiv Skila, if the Mesis is a Hedyoit, so the Gemara is Medayik, time of the Hedyoit. Ha Navi, if it would be a Navi that's doing the Hasasa Bechenek, then there's a Chayiv Chenek. The second part of the Mishnah, the HaMesis is a Hedyoit. In order to be Chayiv Skila, you have to be Mesis individual. Time of the Yochid, if he's an individual. Ha Rabin Bechenek, but if he's Mesis a Rabin, then there's a Chayiv Chenek. So Masnisun Mani, who is the Mishnah like that holds of these two chidushim, that a Navi that's Mesis is not Chayiv Skila, nor is a Mesis as a Rabbim Chayiv Skila? That is Rab Shimoni. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Navi Shehidiach B'Skila, a Navi that attempts to convince somebody to be Oivir of a Zara, is Chayiv Skila. Rab Shimon Oimer B'Chenek, Rab Shimon argues and says it's a Chayiv Chenek. Madichei Ir Anidachas, if somebody is the Madiach, convinces an ear to leave the Rabbanu Shlom to be Oivir of a Zara, B'Skila. Rab Shimon Aimer Bechenek. The Gemara later will explain what the svaras are between the machlekes of the Tanakam and Rab Shimon. But the Gemara says that our Mishnah that said Hedyoit, Hamesis a Hedyoit, Vahamesis es a Hedyoit, that our Mishnah holds like the sheet of Rab Shimon. So on this the Gemara asks, Eima Seifa, say the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, Hamaydiach, that in the Mishnah before when it mentioned all the Chiyuvei Skila, one of them was Hamaydiach. So the next Mishnah explains, what is Hamidiyach? Zeho Oimer, if he tells, Neleich v'navoy, the word is Kechovim. V'omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, and Rav Yehuda Omer Rav explains the Mishnah, that what does the Mishnah mean? Madiche ir hanidachas shanu. That the Mishnah is referring to somebody who's Madiach and ir hanidachas, and he tells them, Neleich v'navoy, the word is Kechovim. So for that, the Madiach, the one who attempts to sway them, is Chayv Avodah Zarah. So Asom Rabbanan. So then it comes out that the next Mishnah must be the Rabbanan. That even if someone is a Madiach, is a Rabbin, is also Chayev Skila. So we have a Stira. Reisha Rab Shimon. It comes out that the first Mishnah, the Mishnah we just learned, is Rab Shimon. The safe in the next Mishnah is Rabbanan. How could one Mishnah be Rab Shimon, the next be Rabbanan? So Ravina Omar. So Ravina first is answering up the second part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said HaMesis is a Hedyoit, which we understood that the word Hedyoit meant to exclude a Rabbim. And from that we asked that it must be going like Rab Shimon. So Ravina Amar Kulu Rabbananhi. Know that both Mishnayas, the Mishnah that says HaMesis is a Hedyoit, and the next Mishnah of HaMaydiach, both of them are like the sheet of the Rabbanan. The Loizu Avzu Katani. And first the Mishnah that says HaMesis is a Hedyoit is telling you the more Pashta case, that if somebody is Mesis an individual, is Chayiv Skila. But Vloizu, not only is this case Chayiv Skila, Abzu, but even in a bigger Chiddush, even in a case where he's Mediach as a Rabbim, the next Mishnah tells you he's also Chayiv Skila, meaning the sheet of the Rabbanan. And don't ask a question that why not just say the bigger Chiddush of a Mediach as a Rabbim is Chayiv Skila, and I would know that certainly somebody's Mediach as a Hedger is Chayiv Skila. So that we have Vloizu Abzu Katani. That's the way that the Tana speaks, where first he says the more push the din, and not only this, but then he tells you even the bigger Chiddush. So Ravina so far explained that from Mesis as a Hedyoit, we don't have any riot to say it's going according to Rab Shimon. Rav Papa Omar, Rav Papa is coming to add another teretz, and even to answer up the first part of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said HaMesis Zeh Hedyoit, which we understood before to mean that it's excluding a Navi, and we said it must be like Rab Shimon. When the Mishnah starts out saying meisah zeh hedyot, it doesn't mean a hedyot, a plain person, in opposition to a Navi. But it means that every meisah is considered a hedyot lahachmana, that a person is a shaita, and he went ahead and tries to sway somebody from avodah zarah, so we are meikel with his life, and we go to trap him to bring about his chiyuv skila. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Ushar kol chayiv misa shebetayra, all other cases where a person has chayiv misa for an aver that he does, ain machmin aleihem, we don't trap him and try to get him to do his aver in front of Edom. Chutz mizu, except for the meisah. Ketzar oisim loy, how do we do it? How do we accomplish this hachmana? So madlikin loy etaner bebeis hapnimi, we put on the lights in the inside house. He's afraid to talk and open his asasa, so he wants to go into the inside room. So we put on the lights in the inside room. Umayshivin loy edim bebeis achitzayim, we plant two edim in an outside room. Kidei shiuhein royin oisai, that they can look in and see this person being meisah. V'shemen es kailoi, and they hear his voice, the words of asasa. V'hu ein aroya oisan, but he can't see out into their room, and he doesn't realize that he's speaking in front of two edim. V'halo oimer loy, and the nisas tells him, emor mashamartu li biyichud, tell me, repeat to me what you told me, we're alone now, you can tell me again those words of asasa. V'hu oimer loy, he repeats to him those words. V'halo oimer loy, and the nisas answers him, heich nuniach es lekenu shel shamayim, how can we leave the Rabbanu Shel Olam? And we should go worship Avodah Zarah. So im chayzabai, so if he changes his mind to meisah mutzah, that's fine. But vim omar, but if he insists and says, kachi chay v'seinu, that's our obligation, v'kach yofalanu. So ha'edim sheshoymi mibichutz, v'vien oisai lebezim v'saikun oisai, the edim that hear from outside, they hear the words of asasa, they bring him to Bezin, and Bezin gives him skila. Rashi is medayik in the words of the Gemara that the edim in the outside room, that besides hearing the words of asasa, they also have to be able to see the person that was being meisah. Because if not, if they would only hear the words of asasa, when they would come to Bezin and say their testimony, the person could always claim that it wasn't me, it was someone else you heard. So the Ktzeis HaChoshen in Simen Pei Aleph, Sifkot Yud Gimel, is medayik in this Rashi that hearing the words is not enough to say Eidos to bring about a Chiyuv Misa. Even though we have a klal in the Gemara that Tviyas Ayin the Koila is accepted, that if somebody recognizes a voice and can listen to a voice and recognize that person's voice, so that's an acceptable way of recognizing a person. As the Gemara says, how is a blind person permitted to live with his wife? How does he know it's his wife? So the Gemara says, because he recognizes her voice, so he knows through the Tviyas Ayin the Kaila, he knows it's her, and therefore he's allowed to live with her. So the Ktzeis says, why can't the Edim in the outside, by hearing his voice, be made if they recognize his voice without seeing him? So from here, the Ktzeis is medayik and learns a halacha, that when do we accept Tviyas Ayin the Kaila? That's only when it comes to Isurim. Like the case we said, that how is a blind man mutter and his wife? However, when it comes to Dinei Nefashas, when it comes to paskening a chiyuv misa, so there we only accept the testimony if the Edim saw the Avera being done. If, however, the Edim only know about the Avera through a recognition of a voice, that is not enough to bring about a chiyuv misa. And the Ktzeis says also, we would not pasken dinei mamonis. We would not take away somebody's money based on a testimony which was based on a recognition of a voice. Over there, by dinei nefashas and dinei mamonis, the Edom would actually have to see, otherwise it's not an acceptable testimony. Continues the next Mishnah, HaMeidiach, one of the Chiyuvei Skila is the Meidiach, Zeh HaEmer, he tells the Rabbim, Nelech V'Nav V'Rever Eskechovim, let us go and worship Avodah Zarah. So for that is Chayiv Skila. The next one in the list of the Chiyuvei Skila was a Mechashe, a general term to include all types of witchcraft, so for that a person gets Skila. HaOysem Ma'isa Chayiv, if somebody, through his kishuf, does an action, then he's chayiv skila. But v'loi ha'eches esenayim, however, if somebody deceives the people watching him and makes them think that something was done, but in reality nothing was done, it's only a deception, so that is not chayiv skila. For that he's potter. Rabbi Akiva oimim mishim Rabbi Yeshua, shnayim waitim kishuim. We could have a case that two people are using kishuf and are gathering cucumbers. Echod loikate is potter, and one of them could be gathering the cucumber through kishuv and would be potter from skiva. The echod loikate chayev, and one who is gathering is chayev. And what would be the difference? Ha'oisa maisa chayev, the one who is actually picking up cucumbers through kishuv, he'd be chayev skiva. But ha'oiches asoinayim potter, but someone who is only deceiving us and makes us think that he's picking up cucumbers, but actually the cucumbers never moved from the place, so such a person is not chayev skiva. Begins the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, what was meant at the beginning of the Mishnah by Hemidiyach, Adichei Ir HaNidach HaShanukan, that if somebody convinces a city to be Oivir of Avodah Zarah, and that city has a din of an Ir HaNidachas, the one who was Madiach them, who incited them for Avodah Zarah, for that is Chayiv Skila. And that is like the sheet of the Rabbanon we mentioned before, that we had a Machoikus of Shimon and the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon hold that even to be Mesis is a Rabbin, there's a Chayiv Skila. Because the pasuk in Mishpatim, when it talked about the chiyuv misa for kishuv, it said mechashefa leisachaya, and it said it with a female lashon, referring to a woman who does kishuv. However, the Braisa learns echod ha'ish ve'echod ha'isha, that the chiyuv misa for kishuv is both on a man who does kishuv and on a woman who does kishuv. How do we know this? The Rashi tells us, because in the pasuk of the Oivin Yudaini, over there the Torah says Beferish Isha Isha, that there's a Chiv Misa whether a man does it or a woman does it. So from there we learn out that every Kishav is Chayav, both a man and both a woman. Im Kein, Ma Tamud Leimer Machashefa, so why did the Torah speak about a woman that's doing witchcraft? Mipnei Sharoiv Nashim Metzuyes Bikshafin. Because usually a woman is more likely to do kishuv than a man. So if so, the Torah spoke about a woman. However, a man that does kishuv is also chayiv misa. Misafan b'ma, what type of misa does the mechashev get? From this we have a machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Yosi Haguli Omer Nemar Kan mechashefa loisachaya. Over here it uses an expression of loisachaya. Nemar lahalon, concerning the halacha that there's a chiyuv to kill out all the goyim. From the Zayin Umayz, it says, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, the Ma'al Ha'alon B'Sayov. So over there we learn out from Psukim that it means with Chereb, with Sayov. So Afkan, the Lo Sechaya over here means Sayov. And that is the type of Misa that a Mechashev gets. Rabbi Akiva argues. Rabbi Akiva says, Nemar Kan Mechashev Lo Sechaya. But Nemar Lahalon, by Har Sinai, that there was a Gvul, that past a certain place nobody was allowed to go. So it says in the pasuk, "Im behema im ish lo yichya," that if they go past the tchum, past the boundary, either a behema or a person, lo yichya. Ma lahalon b'skiwa. So over there we know that the lo yichya means skiwa, as it says in the pasuk, "Ki sokel yisokel." It says beferish in the pasuk will be a chi of skiwa. So over there the words lo yichya mean skiwa. Afkan the lo yisachaya by mechashefa means b'skiwa. So omale Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi, Tainus Rabbi Akiva, Ani Danti, I learned out Lo Sechayim Lo Sechaya. My limud was from things which were exactly alike. Lo Sechaya, from another place in the Torah where it says the same word, Lo Sechaya. But Va'ato Danto, but your limud was Lo Sechayim Lo Yichya. You compared an expression of Lo Sechaya to an expression of Lo Yichya. So Amalei Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva answers in defense of why his limud was better. Ani danti Yisrael mi Yisrael. My limud is Yisrael, the chiyuv that a mechashev gets who's a Jew, mi Yisrael. From another case where a Jew gets a chiyuv misa if he would go up on Har Sinai. Sheribu behen hakosuv misas harbe. Because by Yisrael, there are many types of misa that a Yisrael gets for the different types of averas that he does. Arba misas doesn't have. And over there, the Torah chose by Har Sinai, skila. So we learn out over here, Lo Sechaya from Lo Yichya, that the Mechashe, the Torah chose Skiva. But the Ator Danto, but your limud was, Yisrael me'ovid kochovim. You compared Yisrael to the case of a goy, what type of misa a goy gets when he gets killed from the Zayin Umay. Shaloi riba ben akosov, elo miso achas. That the Torah only by a goy has only one misa. All the misas of a goy are the misa of Sayyid. If so, it's not such a raya to Yisrael where he has many different choices. So by a goy, of course that there is sayyaf, because all misas of a goy are sayyaf. But a Yisrael, when there are many misas, we would have no raya. So therefore, Bikiva Tainis, his limud is better. Ben Azai Oimer, Ben Azai has a different way of arriving at the Chiyuv Skila. Nemar mechashefa lo sachaya. In the pasuk in Mishpatim it says mechashefa lo sachaya. The nemar, the very next pasuk in Mishpatim says, kol sheichev in behema mos yumas, that anyone who lives with an animal, mos yumas is put to death. Samchu inyan loy, that a Torah through smichus, through putting the two together, is coming to teach you something. Ma sheichev in behema beskila, so just like sheichev in behema, it's a chiyuv skila. As the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that the sheichev in behema skila, the af mechashev, the halacha which is right next to it is beskila, also has the mis of skila. The Amalei of Yehuda, so on this drasha of smuchim, of learning out the chiyuv from the fact that the two psukim are next to each other, so Rabbi Yehuda argues, because Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan smuchim, he does not lend any significance to the fact that there are two psukim next to each other. And Rabbi Yehuda says, v'chi mipnei shesamchu inyan loy, just because the two psukim are next to each other, noitzi lozeh beskiva, are we going to give the mechashev skiva? Are we going to take the most chomer of all the misa skiva and give it to the mechashev based on the fact that it's next to the pasuk of sheichev and behema? Ella, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that it's a chiyuv skiva? He knows it from a different way. Because oiv v'yedoini b'chlal mechashvim hoyu. Because oiv and yedoini would have been included in the general halacha, in the pasuk which would talk about a mechashev in general, which would go on all of them. The Lama Yatsu, why did the Torah write their own psukim for oiv and yedoini? Lahakesh aleyen, to compare all mechashvim to oiv yedoini. The Lama Lachon, to teach you, ma oiv yedoini beskila, just like oiv yedoini are beskila, as the Torah says, beferish on them that they are have a chi of skila, af mechashev, all types of kishiv, all for the skila. And Rashi says that this is a general klal we have in the way the Torah is darshan, that dovar shahoyu b'chlal, the yotza, that a din which was included in a general halacha, the yotza, and it goes out to have its own pasuk, doesn't only go out to teach it about itself, but it's lalameid ala klal kula yotza. So therefore, oy v'yedayni, that the Torah specified by them, their own chiyuv skila, is to be melamed on the entire klal, that all mechashvim have a chiyuv skila. However, the Gemara asks, l'Rabbi Yehuda, nami lehevi oy v'yedayni, shnei ksuvim abon kiyachot. We could understand Rabbi Yehuda's drasha, if there was only one pasuk that the Torah took out of the klal, so that pasuk could be melamed on the whole klal. However, over here, the Torah took out two psukim. It took out Oiv and Yudaini. And we know that Shnei Ksuv Maboim Kiechod is Eim Landed. That if there are two psukim, since the Torah could have only written one, and we would have learned them all out from that one, but the Torah instead wrote two, so if there are two psukim teaching you a chiddush, so Kol Shnei Ksuv Maboim Kiechod Eim Landed. We cannot learn out anything else from those two psukim. So how would we know that all Mechashim have a Chiv Skila? So Amrab Zechaya Ado Amrab. From here we see Kesav Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda must hold Shnei Ksuvim Raboim Kiyachot Melamdin, that even if you have two psukim telling you a certain chiddush Melamdin, we can learn other dinim out from those two psukim. And all of the Shas, whenever we say that Rabbi Yehuda is the Shita who holds Shnei Ksuvim Raboim Kiyachot Melamdin, we know it from over here, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda held that Oiv Yedaini is Megalan or Mechashim that it's Skiva. That tells us that that must be Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nikron Shmon Kshafim. Why is this power of witchcraft called with the word Kshafim? So the Gemara explains that the word Kshafim actually stands for Shemakchishin Pamal Yeshomaila. They weaken the decrees of heaven. Someone who is supposed to live can be killed through the power of Kishav. And as Rashi explained, that the word Kshafim actually stands for these letters, Chav Shin Pe Yud Mem, actually stand for three words, Kachash Pamal Yemaila. Continues the Gemara, State in Pasuk, Ein Oid Milavadoi. There is nobody besides the Rabbanu Shalom. Amar Rab Chanina, Afilu Udvar Kshofim. That means that the Rabbanu Shalom is all powerful, even when it comes to Kshofim. Hahi Itzitzada was a woman, that have become Mahaja, Lemishkal Afra Mitusi Karavit Rab Chanina. She was attempting to take some dirt from underneath the feet of Rab Chanina. She was attempting to do some kishuf against Rab Chanina. Amalasi, he told her, Imistaya Zili, if you'll be successful in doing your evil against me, Avidi, go right ahead. But if the Rabbanu Shalom wants to protect me, Ein Oid Milvad Iksiv. It says in Pasuk, Ein oid milvadai, that the Rebbeinu Shlom will be able to protect me from your kishuv. Ein the Gemara asks, V'ham Rabbi Yechanan, Lama nikun shman kshafim. Rabbi Yechanan himself earlier had explained the word kshafim, Shemachishin pamal yashamayla, which seems to imply that they do have a power against the decrees of the Rebbeinu Shlom. So why was Rabbi Chanina so confident that the Rebbeinu Shlom could save him from this power of kishuv? So the Gemara answers, Shani Rabbi Chanina, the nafesh tchusei. Rabbi Chanina had so many zechusim that there would be an extra effort from Shemayim to save him from the work of the kshafim. Omer Rabbi Abu Bar Nagri, Omer Rabbi Chibar Abba, Bilotayim Eilu Ma'ase Shedim, Bilahatayim Eilu Ma'ase Kshafim. The psukim in Parshas Shmos, when they describe the work of the Chatumim in Mitzrayim, sometimes it describes what they did as Bilotayim, without a hay, and sometimes it describes the work as Bilahatayim. So the Gemara explained that when it says Bilotayim, Eilu Ma'ase Shedim, that is the work of the Shedim, that is that the Chatumim got the Shedim to do a certain thing. Bilahatayim, Eilu Ma'ase Kshafim, it is not the work of the Shedim, but is the work of the magicians themselves using the power of Kishuv to do something. V'chein hu oimer, how do we know that the word Bilahatayim means that they did it themselves without Kishuv? Because it says in the Pasuk that when Adam Harishon was sent out of Gan Eden, so there was the sword put by the entrance to Gan Eden, the sword which was turning, and Rashi explains, it was turning by itself without any extra help. So we see this word lahat has to do with doing it by itself, which is ma'isek shavim, not through the shedim. Amar Abaya, the kapid amono shed, that if we see somebody is matbid on a certain kewi when he's trying to do something on a certain utensil, so that tells us that he's using the shed. The loy kapid amono, if however he is not matbid on any specific utensil when he's attempting to do what he's trying to do, so then we know that he's using kishuf, not shedim. Omer Abaya hilchus kshofim ki hilchus Shabbos, that the halachos of the different actions of kshofim are the same, similar to hilchus Shabbos. Just like by hilchus Shabbos, we have different levels, that some have more chomerdika punishments than others, so too, by hilchus kshofim, there are different levels in the halacha of what's usur and what's mutter. Yesh men b'skila, just like by Shabbos, that some halachos in Shabbos, a person gets skila for them, so too certain acts of kishuv bring skila. The yesh men potter of halachos, and just like by hilchus Shabbos, that there are some acts which are not chayiv skila, but still they are osur, so too by kshosim, some are not chayiv skila, but are osur. The yesh men mutu l'chatchila, and some are mutu l'chatchila. And the Gemara explains, ha'oysa ma'isa, if somebody actually causes something to happen through kishuv, the skila. So for that is chayiv skila, that goes under the mechashiv mentioned in the Mishnah. But if somebody only deceives, he makes it appear as if he did something, but actually nothing happened, so that's part of a lawsuit. He's not chayiv skila. Mutul chatchila, what's the case where something is mutul chatchila? Kidrab chanin of Raboisha, like the Gemara had brought earlier, the actions of Rab Chanin Raboisha, that kol mali shabbatah habi aski b'hilchus yitzira. Every Erev Shabbos there used to be oisek in hilchus yitzira in the sefer yitzira. Umivrulu igla tulsa, and they used to create a calf, v'achlu lei, and they would eat it. Rashi speaks out that the work of Rab Chanin Raboisha had no connection to kishif at all. Rather, that was through the shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was an action of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created this kiyaf. But the Gemara just brings it in over here as an example of something which was done out of the ordinary, but still was mutl chatchila because it was done through Kedusha. The Yad Rama says that even though before the Gemara differentiated between shedim and kshafim, that was only in the definition of the words v'lotayim, v'lahatayim. However, when it comes to the chiyuv skila, Maisa Shedim is considered in the category of Kshafim and is Mechuyev Skila. So even though in this Gemara, the Gemara says Hilcho is Kshafim ki Hilcho Shabbos and Hilcho is Kshafim is Chayev Skila, however, the Adama holds that using a Shed to do something goes under the category of Hilcho Kshafim and is Chayev Skila. However, the Rosh argues and says that since the Gemara explained to us what is considered Maisa Kshafim and what is Maisa Shedim, so just the opposite. This shows us that there's a difference in halacha between kshedim and kshafim. And maisa shedim are not included in kshafim, and maisa shedim are permissible. The Rosh brings a Gemara later in Perek HaChelet, which discusses if it's permitted to inquire information from the shedim and Shabbos. for example, to inquire for them where a stolen object is. The Gemara there brings the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, who holds that even during the week, it is also to ask of the Shadim anything, because there is a danger to a person's life when he starts up with the Shadim. The Rosh says that we see that without the problem of Sakana, it would be mutter, and it doesn't go under the Chiyuv Skiyuv of Kshafim. However, at the end, the Rosh remains in a doubt that perhaps only to ask of the Shadim information is mutter, but to do a Maisa through Shadim would be author. So the Rosh seems at the end only to be matter to ask of the Shadim. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch as two Shittas, where in Yoredeya, Simen, Kufayin, Tes, Siftes, Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch begins Maisa Shadim is author. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh mishem matir lishorl behem al gneva, that there is a Shita that's matir, and that's the Shita of the Rosh, that's matir to ask of the Shadim al gneva, to inquire where a lost object is. However, there are more comments on that Shulchan Aruch that Roiv ha'oiskim bozeh ein nifpara mehem b'sholom, that most people who get involved with the Shadim do not escape in peace. Al kein shomer nafsho yirchak bohem, that someone who wants to keep careful watch of his life should keep away from the Shadim. Continues now the Gemara that Omar Avashi chazin le lavu de Karna, I observed the father of Karna, the nofit, that he blew his nose with force, the shodi kriche de shiroi benechire, and it came out strips of linen from his nose. Rashi learns that this father of Karna was a machashef, and through kishuf he caused these pieces of linen to come from his nose. The Yad Ramah, however, asks that it is unlikely that the Chazal would bring a derogatory maisa about the father of Karna, when we find the Karna mentioned in the Gemara as a Gavur Rabba. So the Yad Ramah learns that he did this lehislamit. The Gemara later in Afsamaches Amar Aleph will tell us that to do kishuf lehislamit, to do kishuf to understand what it is mutter. So this father of Karna was doing it lehislamit. The Hagos Yaivitz, in the back of the Gemara, points out another difficulty with this maisa. And he says that Karna was in the same generation as Rav and Shmuel. So how could Rav Ashi, who lived a good 200 years after Rav and Shmuel, how could have he observed Karna's father? So Bianca Emden says that either we must be goyrus in the Gemara Rav Asi instead of Rav Ashi, or we must say that the Karna mentioned in our Gemara is a different one than the one usually mentioned who was a colleague of Rav and Shmuel. Now the Gemara brings the pasuk Vayomer haChatumim el Paroi etzba elikimhi, that the Chatumim, when it came to the Makkah of Kinim, they could not duplicate that Makkah. The first two Makkahs, Dom and Tzvardeya, they were able to duplicate, so they attributed those Makkahs to the work of Kishuf. However, the Makkah of Kinim they could not duplicate, so on this they recognized and they said that it comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Omar Belozer, Rabbi Belozer explains why could they not duplicate the Makkah of Kinim. Mikan she'ein hashed yochel livrois bria, that a shade cannot create a being pochus mikisayra, smaller than the size of a barley grain. But kinim are smaller than that. That's why they could not duplicate this makkah. Rav Papa Omar holy kim, which is the lashon of a shvua, afilu kigamla namile matibari, that a shade cannot create even a big sized thing like a camel. But a shade has no power of creation at all. Rather, what does a shade do? He gathers, he brings from other places. The high michnifle, larger animals, michnifle, he's able to gather, because they can come from faraway places. But the high, very small things, way michnifle, he's not able to gather, and that's why they could not bring any kinem, and they could not duplicate that makkah. So, omale rab rabchia, l'didi chazili ahutaya, I saw a certain Arab traveler, the shakle l'safsira, he took his sword, the guy de l'gamla, and he cut his camel into pieces. The Taraf lay betavla, and then he banged on his bell, the kum, and the camel came back to life. So you see that with Shadim, he could bring something back to life, he can create something. So Omar lay, Shabchi answered him, Lebotar hochi, after the camel came back, dam upirsa mi havoi, did you find any remnants of blood or waste on the floor, which should have been there if the camel had actually been cut to pieces? Elo ahi achizes einayim hava, it was really a deception, and he had never cut the camel to pieces at all, because he does not really have the power to bring back to life something that had died. Ze'iri iklo lachsangia shamatrayim. Ze'iri went to lachsangia. Zovan chamra, he purchased the donkey. Kimoto lashkuyemai, when he came to give the donkey water to drink. Poshar, it melted, v'kom gamlo duskanisa. And in its place, there was a plank of a bridge. This donkey had been made into a donkey through kishuf, and anything which was created through Kishuv, when it comes into contact with water, it reverts to its original state. So Ze'iri wanted to get his money back. So Amrulay, they told him, Ilav Ze'iri an at, if not for the fact that you are Ze'iri, lo havi madrina l'cha, we would not return the money to you, because it's your fault. Is there anybody who buys something here and doesn't first check it out with water? Because since this place is known to have things with Kishuv, so the buyer has to check it out with water first, and we're only returning your money because you are Ze'iri. Yanai Ikloahu Ishpiza. Yanai went to a certain inn. Omalahu Ashkin Maya. He asked for water to drink. So Krivi they brought him Shasisa, which was a drink made of a mixture of flour and water. Chaza, he saw that the woman who was bringing him the drink, the Kamarachshin Sifasek, that her lips were moving. So he realized that there was some Kishuv done to the drink in front of him. So he first, before he drank the water, he wanted to check it out. So Shoda Purtamine, he spilled off a little bit, Havi Akravi, and he saw that it turned into scorpions. So he realized that all the water was very dangerous. So Omalahu, so he told them, Anosha Soy Miditchu, I have drunk a little bit of the drink you have given me. He pretended that he had drunk a little bit. So Atun Nami Shosimididi, so now you drink from my drink. Ashke, he gave them from his drink. Havoi Chamra, and that woman turned into a donkey. Rachva, and he started riding her. Solok Lashuk, and he went out into the marketplace. Also Chavita, so a friend came. Pashala, and she did something to revert her back to her original state, and she came back to a woman. The Chazya, people saw him, the Rachiv Vakoya Itzitza Beshuka, that he was riding, instead of on a donkey, he was riding on a woman's back in the marketplace. Vatau HaTzvadeya, it says in the Pasuk, by the Makkah of Tzvardim, it says Vatau HaTzvadeya, Vatachas is Eretz Mitzrayim. But it says in the Lashon of Yochid, that one frog came up. Omer Belozor, Tzvardeya Achas Hoysa. It was actually one frog. Hishritza, but that frog produced many others, came from that. Umolo Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. And that one frog was able to produce enough frogs that filled up the whole land of Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, Ketanoi, that this explanation of Tzvardeya is actually a Machlokes Tanoi. Rabbi Akiva Omer Tzvardeya Achas Hoysa. Rabbi Akiva learns like that there was only one Tzvardeya, Umolo Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. And from that Tzvardeya came out all the other Tzvardim that filled up the land. Omolo Yabulaz Ben Azaya. However, Rav Loza Ben Azaya rejects the pshat. And he told him, Akiva, Malucha Eitzo Hagoda. What are you doing involving yourself in Divrei Hagoda? Kalei Midabri Secha. Cease from your words. Veleich Eitzo Negoyim V'Olais. And rather, you should be Oisek in the Mishnayos of Negoyim and Olais, which are much harder than Divrei Hagoda. However, over there you talk to understand them, but Divrei Hagoda, you're saying wrong pshat. Because what is the right pshat? Tzvardeya Achas Hoysa, it was really one. Sharkalam, it whistled, the haim bow, and all the rest came. But not that from this Tzvardeya produced all the others. Joe explained that what is the connection of this Gemara, this Machloikis, at the Pshat and Tzvardeya with the previous Sugya that dealt with Shedim and Kshofim? The Masha says, what is the reason that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah disagrees with the Pshat of Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara, the Masha explains, because before we had said that until the Makkah of Kinim, the Chatumim of Mitzrayim attributed the Makos of Dam and Tzvardeya to the power of Shedim. So according to Belozim and Azariah, that one frog gathered all the other frogs. So that is explained away as a product of Shedim. As the Gemara had said before, Shedim can only gather, not create something new. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, that one frog produced all the others, so this is a new Bria. And even the Makos of Tzvardeya should not have been attributed to Shedim. So the connection of the two sugis is that the machloikas of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has to do that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's taina Rabbi Akiva is based on his understanding that Shedim cannot create something new. So therefore he rejects Rabbi Akiva's pshat and says his pshat in the definition of the word Tzvardeya. We've mentioned the concept of Oichezes Leinayim. We've mentioned it on the Samachayim Adbeiz as a pshat in the love of Mo'einein. And we've also mentioned it in our Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph as something which doesn't have a Maisa, which is not Chayiv Skila. Rashi in our Mishnah on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph seems to learn that this Achizas Einayim is done through Kishuv. That this deception, that the observer thinks that something happened, but in actuality nothing happened, so that is done through the power of Kishuv. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kufayin Tes, Sif Tes Vav is, Oichez Es Einayim Osr. From the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it is not clear whether it is through Kishuv or not. The Shach over there, in Sifkot and Yud Zayin, brings from the Bach that the Bach was medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam, that achizas einayim, which is osur, is not necessarily only through kishuf. But if even if somebody, through a trick, or through the movement of his hand, makes a person believe something happened, and nothing actually happened, even if there's no kishuf involved, it is osur, it is the lab of mo'einein, and that is the isra of achizas einayim. The Pischei Tshuva over there quotes a Chochmas Adam, that the Chochmas Adam says very strong words for those people that perform at a chasna, which the Chochmas Adam says they are called Passion Spieler, that those people who perform and do tricks and make people believe something happened, but really it was a deception, so they are over on the lav de iraisa, the lav of Ma'inik.